Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And they say it's going to give students more sleep and increase educational outcomes. Good morning, Kyla. How are you?
Good morning. It's good to be with you. I'm fine.
Thank you. How's everything in Minnesota?
Well, we're actually having a blustery cold winter, not winter, fall day here.
Like just, how cold?
Yeah. Oh, maybe 45 degrees and rain. It's just kind of
for a high?
Typical November day in Minneapolis.
I would love that. Anyway, so here we got sunny and 75. So California, first state in the nation to mandate later start times at most middle schools and high schools. Why is it about middle schools and high schools and not every grade?
That is the number one question that everybody needs to understand. And that's because teenagers, any child who has entered puberty, so from age, say, 12, 13 to 19, their brain is called a circadian phase shift. And circadian rhythms are the rhythms that let us know in our body when we wake up and when we fall asleep.
Jet lag, right?
And about 25, 30 years ago, medical researchers found that teenagers' brains actually are in a sleep mode and from about 10:45 at night until 8 in the morning. And so any child that's getting up before 8 in the morning, the brain is actually in the sleep mode, and that's why more than 20% of all students in middle school and high school sleep in their first hour classes because their brain is still wanting and seeking sleep. So it's a matter of biology right now for those teenagers.
Has it always been a matter of biology? Or
yes.
Has there something environmentally that makes today's kids or teenagers or middle schoolers make their circadian rhythms different than back when people were in a school in the 50s, 60s, 70s, et cetera? Or even 80s?
Actually, it is believed that this has been a phenomenon that's always been the case. It's true, they've done studies all over the world in Italy, Israel, Singapore, Brazil, and all teenagers. So it's not a cultural thing. It is basically a matter of human biology that teenagers basically can't fall asleep before 10:45 and they don't wake up until 8. And the thing that's important is the children who are needing this sleep, they're needing to be in bed, but they can't fall asleep until about 10:45. So even if parents say, get to bed early, I've talked to hundreds, if not thousands of kids who said they lay in bed and they can't fall asleep until about 10:45 or 11. So it's a matter of timing. And then 8 hours is the minimum, absolute minimum amount of sleep that students need in order to avoid the kinds of risks that are present, we found, in sleep-deprived kids, such as drugs, cigarettes, alcohol use, and so on, are all part of students who have less than 8 hours of sleep every night.
I have about 1,200 questions that I will pick this up with when we come back. Kyla Wahlstrom, Senior Research Fellow in the College of Education and Human Development at the University of Minnesota. I think some people are going to wonder, well, maybe if you shut them down a little bit earlier and got them off the video devices, et cetera, then maybe they'd be more calm and they would be easier for them to fall asleep. Others who are going to say, well, you know what? With all due respect, whenever you send a teenager to sleep, he's to school, he's going to sleep through first period. We'll pick it up here when we come back, 8:20, interesting conversation. We'd like you to be a part of it at 260-1870. Or you can text your thoughts to 870-870. Right now, time for WWL traffic. 8:25, Tommy Tucker, WWL California, has decided to push back the starting times, if you will, let high schoolers and middle schoolers go to school later. Kyla Wahlstrom, our guest, senior research fellow at the College of Education and Human Development at the University of Minnesota, is our guest. And if you Google that, Kyla Wahlstrom, University of Minnesota, you will notice pictures of a lot of kids with their heads on their desks which reminds of a lot of us of how we spent first period, and maybe we didn't have to do that. So, Ms. Wahlstrom, when it comes to the biology of the brain and what it is that causes these, would it be accurate to say circadian rhythms?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Causes yes, them to change, which is the same as, for example, jet lag, right, would be a change in the circadian rhythms.
Exactly.
But that's temporary. So what is the physiology of this? Have there been MRIs done, or what part of the brain is involved? And I guess bottom line, how do you know that the answer to this is that, how do you know teenagers' brains change, I guess what I'm asking?
You know, that's a super question, rarely asked, and I'm glad you did. So probably in the 1980s, brain researchers at both Stanford and at Brown University Medical School had teenagers come into their sleep lab because the teenagers, they thought, had asthma. And as kids with asthma tend to have sleep problems. And when they measured their brain with electrodes, and also it's actually measured in your saliva. And so they did salivary measurement of certain compounds that were in your saliva. And they were, the researchers in the lab were just totally surprised that what they saw in terms of whatever compounds are present when you're sleeping were different in teenagers in terms of their timing than is present for adults and for pre-teenagers. And when they discovered this more and more, that Stanford and Brown University and other researchers confirmed that there is a circadian phase delay in teenagers that is unique to puberty, and it all has to do with the body. The adrenal glands signal the secretion of melatonin in the brain, but the adrenal glands, as they're developing in the teenagers, don't secrete this or give this signal until about 10:45 at night. So teenagers will go to bed earlier than 10 and lay there and be sleepy because there's been no trigger for the brain to begin the fall asleep process. It's pretty amazing, actually.
So this is biological. It is not caused by their circumstances, right? In other words,
right.
It's not about turning the phones off an hour early and getting yourself settled down to go to sleep.
You know, you make such a very good point, because the human brain needs about 1 hour to settle in and become sleepy for, even though there's secretion of all these chemicals to fall asleep. So the invention of the cell phone, when I did this research 23 years ago,
wow.
I've been looking at this for 23 years, cell phones hadn't been invented. And so teenagers and adults, when they got sleepy, they went to bed. There was no computers in the bedrooms. There was almost no video. There was no video games. Well, the research that I've been doing over these years has shown there's a real shift in kids' use of those things, obviously. And so if the brain is still stimulated at 10, 11, and 12 at midnight, the brain, even though the brain is ready for sleep, but it's still activated by all this blue light that's coming from these devices. And so it is really a sleep impediment if teens and adults are looking at a screen or talking to people or whatever right before bed. It delays the onset of sleep, actually. Yes.
We only have a minute left, but I got to ask you, does this stay that way for the rest of your life? And as you're an adult, you can't always, like, I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I have an odd job. I realize that. But does this follow you for the rest of your life? And if that's the case, okay.
And that's a really good question. You're asking really good questions, I have to tell you.
Well, thank you.
The human brain, our sleepy patterns are genetically predetermined. So you might be an early riser or a night owl or one of those in-between people. There's about 50% of us are just in between, like 11 p.m. to 7 a.m., you know, our sleep pattern. But some people cannot stay awake past 8 p.m., and others can't fall asleep before like 1 a.m. So when you are a child and when you're an adult, you have this genetically predetermined sleep cycle. And so if you are, and your sleep patterns are flexible, but it's the inflexibility that is present for teenagers, that's the problem. But
I hope,
no, you can change your sleep schedules as you do to get up for your show. And that's a doable deal when you're an adult or a young child.
Actually. I think this is a fascinating subject, and I hope you'll come back.
I would love it.
Thank you so much. Kayla, I'll get it right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.